This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're featuring a country music series for the holiday weekend. When Darryl Scott became successful enough with his own country music career to start his own record label, the first thing he did was pay tribute to his father, Wayne Scott. Darryl produced an album of his father singing mostly his own songs, the songs that Darryl heard his father sing when he was growing up. My guests are Darryl Scott and his father, Wayne Scott. Darryl first made his mark in Nashville as a songwriter. His songs have been recorded by the Dixie Chicks, Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, Tim McGraw, Patti Loveless, and Sarah Evans. At the 2002 Country Music Awards, he won an ASCAP Songwriter of the Year Award. His own albums are more alternative country. And he plays with Steve Earle's Bluegrass Dukes. His father, Wayne, who is now in his 70s, made his living installing chain-link fences. They'll play a duet for us a little later, but let's start with a track from the album Darryl produced of his father singing. Then we'll hear a track from Darryl's new album, The Invisible Man.
It ain't love, it ain't money that makes this world turn around. When you hit rock bottom, you may not be on the ground. Let me tell you something in case you're walking with the cane. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's a whiskey that eases the pain.
Well, he's got no business leaving at such an early age. Can't even balance his checkbook. Look at him, he's staring down that road like he can't wait to get away. And he won't even give him a last look. Brother's kicking gravel like it's no big deal. Mama's on the front porch crying. Dad says, come on, girl. He's got a date with the world. And it's just too less age to be frying. The way it was explained to me is history repeats history.
Okay, we heard Wayne Scott singing It's the Whiskey That Eases the Pain, his own song, and that CD was produced by his son Darryl Scott, and from Darryl Scott's new CD, The Invisible Man, we heard Do It or Die Tryin'. Darryl Scott, Wayne Scott, welcome both of you to Fresh Air. A pleasure to have you here. Darryl, when you started your record company, the first album you released was by your father. Now, you know, you're pretty well known in the world of country music. So why did you want your first record to be your father's music?
Well, I just thought it was important. His music is important. I know I'm his son and all that, and there's that going for it, but I really feel that his music is important just because it's so pure and true, especially to the form of really country music or mountain kind of music. I heard these songs all my life, and I know them backwards and forwards, and it was just time to finally get him to come and record these, you know, with a bunch of my friends down here in Nashville, or in some cases we went to him up in Kentucky in his living room, and I just thought it was time.
You've said that you used to think that all the songs he sang were by Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and other venerated songwriters. When did you realize a lot of those songs were his own?
Well, yeah, they kind of blended together because around the house he would do all of that. He'd do Johnny Cash and Hank and Merle Haggard and all that and his own. And there was a time where I didn't know which was which. It was just all blended in as what I thought were great songs. I'd say probably somewhere in my mid to late teens, I started catching on that, okay, that's the Hank stuff, and there's the Johnny Cash stuff, and really starting to see his songs, which were his. And actually, it took, there was one song, which is the title of the record, This Weary Way. I didn't know that that was not a Hank Williams song until my late 20s. It just seemed so perfectly Hank in terms of style, in terms of structure, and that may be from my opinion, my dad's best song. And so that's one that took me an extra 10 years to figure out that it wasn't Hank's.
Wayne Scott, why didn't you make it more clear to your sons that you were writing songs?
I decided to try to be a singer instead of a writer. I tried singing my songs once, and I didn't like the cold feet and cold shoulder I got singing them.
And he's talking about a club. I mean, we used to play clubs like when I was a teenager. So he's talking about a night playing in a bar, you know, where they come to dance and drink and play five sets a night as far as the band is concerned. So that's what he's referring to, you know, that he did his songs one night. And, you know, of course, they wouldn't know the songs and wondering why he's not doing, you know, the top 10 of the country music at that time. So I think that was his brush with trying out new, you know, his material out in public.
Did you give up after one shot at it?
Yeah. I've never done it again. Now that's all I do, and it's great. I'm glad that he talked me into doing it, and it's a new experience to me, and people actually listen to me, too.
Well, you very generously offered to perform a duet for us, so I'd like to ask you to do a song that Wayne Scott, you do on your CD, and it's called Sunday with My Son, and it's a song that you wrote. Let me ask you to tell us what you're talking about in the song. It seems to be a song that directly comes out of your life.
Every word of it's the truth. That's the only way I can write. I only have inspiration. I don't have no education. Not that it's a gripe. I chose it. But my son was the youngest one. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I had him one Sunday afternoon for 3 hours, and we chose, I just love nature, so we went out into the woods to gather leaves and pine cones and things like that, and it was so beautiful, the song started going. I had to keep turning my back to him to not let him see the old man crying, and I come up with that song. So by the next morning, I had all of it, and it said exactly what I wanted it to say, and this is it.
So
you want to hear it now?
I actually want to hear it now, yeah.
Okay. 1, 2.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy thoughts of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty. And this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Fill his heart with happiness the way that he fills mine. But you just can't make up 10 lost years in just 3 hours' time. Reflections calls for happy thoughts when it does. Well, I've got one. One thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty. And this I kept remembering as I gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, One thing that I remember most is Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son.
Oh, thank you for doing that. That's Wayne Scott singing and playing and guitar, and his son Daryl Scott accompanying him on banjo. And Daryl, thank you for bringing your father to our attention.
Absolutely, know,
by
truly
recording him,
my
pleasure. And pushing him forward like that, like that. We'll be back with Daryl and Wayne Scott after a break. Daryl's new album is called The Invisible Man. His father Wayne's album is called This Weary Way. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Daryl Scott and his father, Wayne Scott. Daryl has written many country music songs. When he started his own record label, he produced a record by his father, Wayne. So, Daryl, you have actually been able to make your career in music, both as a performer and as a songwriter. I mean, you, as a songwriter, you've had several hits on the top of the Billboard Country chart.
Mm-hmm.
Did watching your father when you were growing up, watching him perform, but making a living all kinds of other ways, from working in the steel mill, I think, and
mm-hmm. steel mills and fence construction,
yeah,
delivering oil and mm-hmm. all sorts of things,
and moving yeah. around the country. So uh-huh. watching him do that and just kind of playing on the side. Did you think, well, me, I want to really play professionally and make my life playing?
Yeah, I think I kind of knew that even as a kid. It just was, I wouldn't say easy for me, but it came naturally. It was like a natural thing for me to gravitate toward and to play. And because I grew up in a family band. My dad, of course, played and sang and wrote, and I had older brothers who played and younger brothers. And, you know, it was just the kind of what you do as a family, how some we go camping or fishing or into baseball or whatever. And our thing really was to play music. And so I was kind of, online for that, really from the age of six. I started playing. And, because our family business was fence construction, which is a really hard labor out in the sun kind of thing. I also learned, you know, at about 11 or 12 that it was better for me to stay home, and while the others were working, someone needed to answer the phone and cook. We were a bunch of bachelors, basically. My brothers and I lived with my dad, and so I was the cook, and so I found a way to get out of hard labor actually pretty early. And I just kind of kept that up. I'm still not into hard labor.
Wayne Scott, when your sons were born, did you look at them one by one and think, this is going to be my band?
Yep. That's why.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
They're all D's.
Yeah, all your sons, their names all start with the letter D. Why is that?
Yeah, that was for that reason. And they're...
What, so you could start a band with them?
Yeah. And their introduction to music was when they come home, I laid them in the bed and stood over them and played Hank Williams, Johnny Cash. Played with them about an hour or so. So you wouldn't wake up when you heard me singing at 2 in the morning, you know, and for those reasons.
Yeah, we were used to it.
Oh, that's funny.
So they can sleep right through country music, or they can play it. Daryl, you knew he was a musician, I'd say at 3. And all the boys are professional, but... Daryl's the best. I mean, if it's got strings on it, he can play it. And at 3 years old, it was vivid that he wouldn't be no fence builder.
So how did having sons whose names each started with the letter D help you in playing music or creating a band? I mean, I don't get that
part. I was going to name them the 2 D's, the 3 D's, the 4 D's, or however many D's it took, it's all going to be D's, you know.
So Wayne Scott and the four D's, the five D's, yeah.
That's the way it came. And honestly, that was the reason. I was determined they'd be musicians.
Daryl, where was your mother when you were growing up?
Well, we started off in northern Indiana. That was the steel mill areas. And we all lived together then. And I guess when I was about 8 years old, they divorced. And then, oddly enough, remarried it about 2 years later. And so we all moved to California at that point. And then they divorced again. And so she was in the area. We'd see her often. But she just wasn't living with us.
Daryl, was it confusing for you when your parents divorced and then remarried and then divorced again?
Well, you know, I don't know about confusing. Maybe it was, but you know, in another way, it speaks to you know, how wild they must have been for one another, you know. and in a way that's a really sweet and wonderful thing. I guess they just couldn't figure it out, how to be a couple in the long run. You know, it seemed like they just couldn't keep away from each other. He's over there laughing. But that's what it seemed like to me, you know. And it seemed like, as far as because of the first breakup, and basically we were awarded custody to him, if that's the wording for it. But basically, he was our guardian after the first divorce, and it just seemed that was already sort of set as a way that the family was going to be. So when they divorced the second time, it just also seemed there was no confusion about that. It seemed like if they weren't going to get it together, you know, me and my brothers were going to be with my dad, basically.
Wayne Scott, did you know any other fathers of five who were basically raising their children as single fathers?
No, not in those days. When I went to California, I started meeting some. There's quite a few mamas that ran away out there. Instead of the guy, it was the girls would do it just the same. But back here, I was the only one. The hardest part of it was learning to be the mom, but I really enjoyed the cooking and the cleaning and helping direct their music. They were just great, beautiful kids. They weren't the troublemakers that I knew that, you know, some of my buddies had. They were really good. Never a rest, never a school problem, no. It was just about perfect, you know. And besides that, they played music.
My guests are Daryl and Wayne Scott. Daryl's new album is called The Invisible Man. His father Wayne's album is called This Weary Way. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Daryl Scott and his father, Wayne Scott. Daryl has written many hit country music songs. When he started his own record label, he produced a record by his father, Wayne. Daryl, I know when you first moved to Nashville, you moved into your father's house. And Wayne Scott, mm-hmm. Where were you living if Daryl moved into your house?
Oh, I went back to Kentucky. I didn't know that I was a forerunner of him, but he needed the house, and I need to sell it, and I don't belong in Nashville. I like it, you know, up there in the hills and my four-wheeler and those kind of things. So,
you grew up in Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents work on a tobacco farm?
Yeah. Well, uneducated, I had to go where there's a broom to push. But once I got in there, you know, I got the top job pretty soon, because I could learn, and I did, and but I couldn't just call my shots where to live or until with no education, you can't just can't do that. And I don't say it as a gripe. I like the outside, so I love building fences. Say in California, I could build them 12 months out of the year and weed the same in January as we do in June, you know. It was neat. It was great. I was my own boss, and I could schedule the music. I could quit when I wanted to or had to. It was great for me, but I'm not recommending it to no one else. Get you an education.
You left home when you were, what, 15 or 16?
Yeah.
Why did you leave? What did you want to get away from?
Dad worked us 6 days a week. Well, most people did because it was poor. I mean, poverty. And I belonged to Mom on Sunday, and she was great in church, so it gave me 7 days a week, you know, and that was what I wanted away with. I didn't leave in anger or none of that. It was time to spread my wings. I mean, I had to go, and I'm glad they allowed me. And I took one look in a coal mine, and I swore if I ever dig coal, it's not going to be on this earth. I'll go anywhere.
Did you have family who worked in the mines, in the coal mines?
They all did.
Uh-huh.
Grandparents and all. And So if you live in East Kentucky, or you did in my day, and didn't want to dig coal, you went north or you went west. So I went north, and that's too cold for me, and then I went west, and California was paradise to me. I stayed 22 years there, so.
So building fences in California seemed like paradise compared to the coal mines.
Lord, yeah. I wouldn't dig coal. I wouldn't.
Well, Darryl Scott, it seems to me that in Nashville you live in two different worlds. You put out kind of like alternative country albums, mm-hmm. I think it's fair to call it that. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you have songs that have been on, you know, like mega-selling records, mm-hmm. you know, like by the Dixie
yeah,
Chicks
right.
and Garth Brooks. So you've got a taste of both worlds there.
Yeah, and I can tell you one finances the other.
Right, that's what I figured. Right, know? Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I'm able to put out records like my dad's or my Odd Records or whatever, you know. It's because, you know, I'm making money from the songs doing well, and rather than buying real estate or boats that I don't need or things like that that come to some people with success here in town, I'm throwing it back into music, and I'll do that until the money runs out, basically.
You know, you, Darryl Scott, you put out your father Wayne Scott's first and only album last year when you started your record company. And Wayne Scott, has that affected your life a lot? Did you get a lot of performances after that? What are some of the ripple effects that's had?
I've told him at the beginning I don't want to leave this mountain range, you know. Anything you can get me anywhere in the Appalachian range or this area, I would do them. And the greatest thing I've ever done, he had me do Merle Fest in North Carolina. Everything I ever did in music, that took the cake for me. That was great. But, you know, to go anywhere else, I'm not even into that. I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'd rather be home. And
I know a ripple effect.
Yeah,
it's that he's told me a lot about is hearing his records on the radio in his area, right?
Oh yeah, that's something to hear your son. And then as the years go by, here's me the same way. You know, that's that cotton don't grow like that in my holler. You know.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with us. Thank you.
Thanks,
Terry.
Darryl Scott's latest CD is called The Invisible Man. His father Wayne Scott's CD is This Weary Way.